All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now we are down to week number 17 in the 2018 NFL season. And of course, this is the regular season finale. And there is still plenty on the table to be decided, not only as far as postseason seeding, but also postseason spots. 12 spots. And there are still plenty of teams out there that still have an opportunity to be playing in January. Who will it be? We'll quickly find out. But with that said, here are my picks for week number 17 in the 2018 NFL season. Now, I'm going to start off in Buffalo, as you're going to have the 5-10 Bills welcoming the 7-8 Miami Dolphins to town. And for Miami, they are trying to avoid finishing with a losing record, while the Bills are looking to finish this year on a positive note. You look at Miami, they've got to go out there and try to find a way to get that bad taste out of their mouths after they were embarrassed at home last week versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, as their offense was inept at best. It's going to be a struggle because it's only going to be 31 degrees of game time. Miami historically has not played well in the cold weather, and on top of that, they are 1-6 on the road this season. On the flip side for the Bills, this team has played hard all season long for head coach Sean McDermott. And then on top of that, this team in this town is beginning to believe in rookie quarterback Josh Allen. I think this will be a nip and tuck affair between two AFC East rivals throughout, but I think Buffalo finds a way to get the victory by the score of 23-17. Now at Lambeau Field, you're going to have the 6-8-1 Green Bay Packers hosting the 5-10 Detroit Lions. Green Bay comes into this contest favored by 8 points over their NFC North brethren, but they're looking to finish a bad season on a positive note. We all know that the Packers will be having a new head coach in 2019, and it's all about trying to find that work and get on the same page with quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And you look at Rodgers, it was vintage Aaron Rodgers last week as he brought the Packers back on the road versus the New York Jets, and he wants to try to keep that momentum going versus a Lions team that has been disappointing. I think the Lions have really packed it in for the winter, and I think the Packers will find a way to take advantage of that. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay at home by the score of 31-17. Now in Foxborough, you're going to have the 10-5 New England Patriots hosting the 4-11 New York Jets. New England comes into this contest favored by 13.5 points in a contest that more than likely will be the last one for Todd Bowles as the head coach of the Jets. There's still plenty on the line for the Patriots in this contest. They are looking to finish the regular season undefeated at home, and more importantly, a win would guarantee them a much-needed first-round bye in the playoffs. Now, we all know that Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has not been playing efficient in his past few games, as it appears that age is finally catching up to one of the greatest players that has ever done it. But I think the finish line is there for New England. I think they're going to go out there and try to click on all cylinders, and that will be the difference in this contest. New England pulls away late by the score of 27-19. Now you're going to have the 13-2 New Orleans Saints hosting the 6-9 Carolina Panthers. And the anticipation a few months ago was that this contest right here could decide the winner of the NFC South, but that is not the case, as the Panthers have lost their last 7 games, while the Saints have already secured home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. At some point, I expect Saints head coach Sean Payton to sit down his guys, because this was a meaningless game. I think he wants to go out there and try to get some reps for his first team. But you look on the flip side for Carolina, This team has really packed it in. The Panthers at one time were 6-2 and were looking like one of the top teams in the NFC, and it has all come apart, and now they've even placed quarterback Cam Newton on IR with a shoulder injury. I think the fact that New Orleans will play their backups in this contest won't have a bearing on the outcome. The Saints are favored by 7.5 at home, and I think they cover by the score of 30-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, you're going to have the 9-6 Dallas Cowboys taking on the 5-10 New York Football Giants. The Giants come into this contest favored by 6 points, and this could be a very emotional game for Big Blue. There is a possibility, not a guarantee, but there is a possibility that this could be the final game for its quarterback Eli Manning in a Giants uniform. And if it is, he's left the Giants fans with great memories over the past 15 years, which includes helping this team win a pair of Super Bowl championships. On the flip side for the Cowboys, they've clinched the NFC East. They've wrapped up the number 4 spot. Their owner, Jerry Jones, says he wants his guys to play, his starters that is. I don't expect them to play the entire game. And I think the Giants find a way to take advantage of that as they are trying to head into the offseason with some momentum. This, I'm going to take New York in this one by the score of 23-20. Now in Tampa, you're going to have the 5-10 Buccaneers hosting the 6-9 Atlanta Falcons. And for Atlanta, their season never got on the right foot as they were decimated by injuries, and you have to go back to their first game when they lost key starters. For Atlanta, you still look at the combination of quarterback Matt Ryan and wide receiver Julio Jones with what they can do. And then on the flip side, Bucs quarterback Jameis Winston is trying to go out there and, he's gotten another chance to show this front office what he can do. And I think he wants to finish his season on a positive note. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck, back and forth affair between two NFC South rivals, but I think Atlanta finds a way to get it done by the score of 30-24. Now in Houston, you're going to have the 10-5 Texans hosting the 5-10 Jacksonville Jaguars. And of course, Jacksonville has to be one of the more disappointing teams in the NFL this season, as their offense simply has been unable to get it done. But on the flip side for the Houston Texans, there is still plenty at stake here. You look at them trying to get a potential first round bye should they win this contest and the New England Patriots lose. I look at the Texans offense, and of course it starts with quarterback Deshaun Watson. And if the Jaguars defense is unable to contain Watson, they're going to have a long day, because he's going to break out of that pocket and find the likes of wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins for big gains down the field. Houston is the better team. They are playing with much more confidence, and they have the momentum. And I think that is a difference in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Texans at home by the score of 31-17. Now in Denver, you're going to have the 6-9 Denver Broncos hosting the 11-4 Los Angeles Chargers. And there is still plenty on the table for the Chargers, because a victory here coupled with a Kansas City Chiefs loss would give the Chargers the AFC West title and also home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. You look at this Chargers team, and in the eyes of some people, they are the most complete team in the NFL. But at times, LA just simply takes their foot off of the throttle, and this is a classic trap game for them. But I look at the Chargers, they got punched in the mouth earlier this season when they faced the Denver Broncos at home, and they lost. And a lot of that was due to the legs of running back Philip Lindsay. Now, he is not going to be available in this contest, as a wrist injury has ended his season prematurely. I think the Chargers can take advantage of that. They're going to pin their ears back and try to come after quarterback Case Keenum, and I think that could be the difference in this game. You also look at this Broncos defense. They had their way in the first matchup this season trying to slow down this Chargers offense. And this pass rush of Von Miller and Bradley Chubb has to find a way to get to veteran quarterback Phillip Rivers and really disrupt the timing of this Chargers offense. I think the Chargers find a way to get the victory, but it won't be easy, as I'm going to take Los Angeles on the road by the score of 27-20. Now at Arrowhead, you're going to have the 11-4 Kansas City Chiefs taking on the 4-11 Oakland Raiders. And for the Chiefs, Chiefs. They come into this contest as a 2-touchdown favorite, and a victory here would give them home field advantage throughout. You look at this Chiefs offense, when they're clicking as quarterback Patrick Mahomes is the real deal. Now, this Raiders team has been competing for John Gruden in the second half of the season as the young guys are getting their opportunity and they are making the most of it. However, Kansas City is plain and simple the better squad, and they know what is at stake in this contest, and they are definitely going to take advantage of that. This I'm going to take the Chiefs at home by the score of 37-20. Now, at the Coliseum in L.A., you're going to have the 12-3 Los Angeles Rams taking on the 4-11 San Francisco 49ers. And for the 49ers, they are looking to avoid going winless on the road this season, while for the Rams, there is plenty at stake here, as a win would guarantee them a first round bye. Now for the Rams, it begins and ends with the health of running back Todd Gurley. He's been dealing with that knee injury right now, and this is why it's important for the Rams to win this game, because they can give him some additional rest heading into the playoffs. You look at this Niners team, and they played hard all season long under head coach Kyle Shanahan, and that is a credit to him despite their 4-11 record, and I think they want to go out there and try to finish on a positive note. But the bottom line is the Rams are the better team, and I think that will show in this contest, as I'm going to take the Rams at home by the score of 34-17. Now, you're going to have the 11-4 Chicago Bears traveling to take on the 8-6-1 Minnesota Vikings. And there is plenty on the table for both of these squads. A victory here by the Bears, coupled with a Rams loss, would give the Bears a first-round bye, while a victory by the Vikings would put them in the playoffs, while a loss by Minnesota and a win by Philadelphia would send the Vikings home. I look at the key matchup in this game, the Bears defense going up against this Vikings offense, because Kirk Cousins was the big free agency signing for the Vikings in the offseason. He was the guy that got the first fully guaranteed contract in NFL history, and he has been up and down all season, and now is the time for him to go out there and prove himself. But he has to find a way to navigate this very tough Bears defense. Offensively, you look at the Bears. You know, it's tough to really pick this team as a Super Bowl contender. That's due to the fact that their two best pass receivers are running backs. And that's going to be tough going up against this Vikings attack. This is going to be a classic NFC North black and blue type affair where you're basically going to buckle up your chin straps and do some paint swapping. But I think special teams and defense will be the difference in this contest. I give that edge to the Bears, and thus they get the 27-20 victory. Now, in Heinz Field, you're going to have the 8-6-1 Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the 6-9 Cincinnati Bengals. And don't look now, but the Pittsburgh Steelers need not only win this game, but they also need some help if they are going to find a way to get into the playoffs. And that was not the case a few months ago, as things have really fallen apart for the black and gold. We know what the Pittsburgh Steelers can do offensively. They've got to go out there and just basically find a way to click on all cylinders, while their defense has to go out there and shut the Bengals down. Now, luckily for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Bengals packed it in about 5 or 6 weeks ago. The bottom line for Pittsburgh, go out there and take care of your business and don't take your foot off of that throttle. I think Pittsburgh gets the job done on Sunday, and thus they win by the score of 31-20. Now, you're going to have the 9-6 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 3-12 Arizona Cardinals. It's going to be 48 degrees and raining at game time in Seattle, which are the elements that are definitely to the advantage of the team in the Pacific Northwest. The Seahawks come into this contest favored by 13 points as they're beginning to click on all cylinders heading into the playoffs. You look at this running attack for Seattle, and that's their bread and butter, as it gives them balance on offense, while they have a defense led by middle linebacker Bobby Wagner, which is once again flying around to the football. The Cardinals have competed all season long, but the bottom line is they are still a ways away, and there is a possibility that this could be the final game for Steve Wilks as their head coach. Seattle is plain and simple the better team. Like I said, they want that momentum heading into the postseason, and I think they get the 31-19 victory this Sunday. Now, in Maryland, you're going to have the 7-8 Washington Redskins hosting the 8-7 Philadelphia Eagles. And for Washington, all you can do is play spoiler, as things have really gone downhill for this team ever since quarterback Alex Smith was lost to that gruesome leg injury several weeks ago. On the flip side for Philly, They've gone back to Nick Foles as their starting quarterback, and this team has gotten some momentum in their past few games, and they want to try to find a way to keep it going and sneak into the postseason, as they could be a dangerous team. I look at this Philly squad. They're once again flying on the around and to the football on defense, while their offense is beginning to get it going, and they're going to go out there and try to find a way to take on a Redskins team, and not only take on a Redskins team, but defeat a Redskins team that is down in their luck right now, and you can't give them any chance for hope. I think Philadelphia sees the finish line, and I think with that, they will get themselves the 34-20 victory. Now, you're going to have the 9-6 Baltimore Ravens hosting the 7-7-1 Cleveland Browns. And don't look now. A win by the Baltimore Ravens would give them the AFC North title. But the Ravens were in a similar scenario in Week 17 last year when a victory at home versus the Bengals would have given them a postseason spot, and they collapsed in the last few minutes of this game. And now they have to take on a Cleveland Browns offense that is very hot, and on top of that, they're playing with house money. The bottom line is this Ravens defense has to try to find a way to slow down quarterback Baker Mayfield, who is the front runner to be the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year. But at the same time, this Browns defense has to find a way to stop Ravens rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson, who has not shown that he can be a pocket passer yet, but he is getting it done off of his sheer athleticism. I think Ravens head coach John Harbaugh will preach to his team the importance of this contest. He will remind them about what happened in Week 17 at home last year, and this Ravens team finds a way to get this game and win the NFC North, pardon me, the AFC North by the score of 27-24. And finally, on Sunday night, you're going to have the 9-6 Indianapolis Colts taking on the 9-6 Tennessee Titans. And it's plain and simple. You win and you're in the playoffs. You lose and you're on your way home. Now, the Titans are going to be slightly behind the eight ball in this contest, as they will be without their key defensive tackle in All-Pro Jarrell Casey. You look at this Colts team, they were once 1-5, and it's a testament to the coaching ability of head coach Frank Reich, as he has got this team going. They've rallied around quarterback Andrew Luck, and this team right now is clicking on all cylinders. For the Titans, you know about the injuries of quarterback Marcus Mariota, and it's all about the running game with Derrick Henry and this defense. But this Colts team is playing much more loose, much more confident, and I think they're going to take advantage due to the Titans' ineptitude on offense. That's what I'm going to take Indy in this contest by the score of 23-16. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 17 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 Pounds of SportsKnowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.